Let me tell you a story. A story that resonates with the deepest corners of our souls. It's a story of a woman named Sarah. Sarah was like many of us, grappling with the challenges of life, trying to navigate through a sea of uncertainty and doubt. She had dreams, big dreams. Dreams that whispered to her in the quiet of the night. Dreams that filled her heart with hope and longing. But as she reached out to grasp them, she found herself faced with giants, towering obstacles that seemed insurmountable. These giants took many forms. There was the giant of fear, whispering lies of inadequacy and doubt into her ears. There was the giant of uncertainty, casting shadows of confusion over her path. And there was the giant of despair, threatening to extinguish the flickering flame of hope within her. But amidst the darkness, amidst the chaos and turmoil, Sarah clung to a glimmer of hope, a hope rooted in faith, in the belief that there was a higher power guiding her steps, a power that could conquer any giant, no matter how formidable. And it was in that moment of desperation, in the depths of her despair, that Sarah stumbled upon a message of hope, of courage, and of unwavering belief in the power of God to overcome any obstacle. That message spoke to her soul, resonating with a truth that she had long forgotten. It reminded her that she was not alone in her struggles, that there was a divine presence walking beside her, empowering her to rise above her fears and conquer her giants. With renewed faith and determination, Sarah made a decision to rise up, to face her giants head on, and to claim the victory that was rightfully hers. And as she took that first step forward, a wave of peace washed over her, a peace that surpassed all understanding. My friend, Sarah's story is not unique. We all face giants in our lives, obstacles that threaten to derail us from our path and extinguish our hopes and dreams. But like Sarah, we have a choice to rise up, to face our giants with courage and faith, and to claim the victory that is rightfully ours. So, as we embark on this journey together, let us remember Sarah's story, a story of hope, of courage, and of unwavering faith in the face of adversity. And let us draw strength from her example as we explore the powerful principles that will empower us to wake up and slay our giants. Are you ready to embark on this journey of faith and victory? Then let's dive in. Let's delve into the first principle, understanding the spiritual significance of waking up early. Have you ever marveled at the serene beauty of dawn? When the world is still and the first light of day breaks through the darkness, there's a profound sense of peace that envelops the early hours of the morning, a sacred time when the soul is most receptive to divine whispers. Throughout history, the dawn has been heralded as a time of spiritual awakening and communion with the divine. From the biblical accounts of Moses ascending Mount Sinai to receive the Ten Commandments to the modern-day habits of successful entrepreneurs like Warren Buffett and Elon Musk, there's a common thread, the power of rising early. But waking up early isn't merely a matter of setting an alarm clock. It's about setting the tone for your entire day. It's about carving out sacred space in the stillness of dawn to connect with the source of all strength and wisdom. When you wake up early, you align your spirit with the rhythm of the universe, attuning yourself to the divine frequencies that permeate the cosmos. It's a time for reflection, meditation, and communion with God, laying the foundation for a day filled with purpose and intention. Consider the biblical accounts of Moses and Joshua, who both rose early to seek divine guidance and strength before facing monumental challenges. Moses ascended Mount Sinai at the break of dawn, where he communed with God and received the divine wisdom that would guide the Israelites on their journey. Similarly, Joshua rose early in the morning before leading the Israelites across the Jordan River into the Promised Land, a daunting task that required both physical and spiritual fortitude. By starting their days with prayer and reflection, Moses and Joshua tapped into a wellspring of divine power that enabled them to conquer seemingly insurmountable obstacles. Now, let's apply this principle to our own lives. Imagine waking up just 15 minutes earlier than usual and dedicating that time to prayer, meditation, or reading scripture. As you immerse yourself in the stillness of dawn, allow yourself to be enveloped by the presence of God, opening your heart and mind to receive divine guidance and inspiration. Observe how this simple practice transforms the trajectory of your day, infusing it with purpose, clarity, and divine grace. When you start your day with God, you fortify yourself with the spiritual armor needed to face any giant that may come your way. So, my friend, let's embrace the spiritual significance of waking up early. Let's cultivate a sacred morning ritual that nourishes our souls and aligns us with the divine purpose woven into the fabric of our lives. As we rise with the dawn, let us awaken to the limitless possibilities that lie before us, empowered by the divine presence that dwells within us. With God as our guide and companion, we are more than conquerors, ready to slay every giant that dares to stand in our way. Let's continue our journey by exploring the second principle: renew your mind. In our quest to slay the giants that loom before us, we must first confront the formidable adversaries that reside within. The giants of fear, doubt, and self-limiting beliefs that threaten to sabotage our dreams and aspirations. The battleground of the mind is where the fiercest battles are fought, where the seeds of victory or defeat are sown with every thought and belief we entertain. Just as David faced the towering giant Goliath with unwavering faith and determination, so too must we confront the giants within with courage and conviction. The Apostle Paul exhorts us in Romans 12:2, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." This profound truth underscores the power we possess to break free from the chains of negative thinking and embrace a new paradigm of faith, hope, and possibility. Renewing your mind is not a one-time event, but a continual process of transformation, a journey of self-discovery and growth guided by the light of divine truth. It requires vigilance and intentionality, a willingness to challenge deeply ingrained patterns of thought and replace them with God-inspired beliefs. Think of Elijah, the mighty prophet who confronted the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel and called down fire from heaven. Yet, despite his extraordinary feats, Elijah was not immune to moments of doubt and despair. After his victory on Mount Carmel, he fled in fear from Queen Jezebel's threats, seeking refuge in a cave. In that dark and desolate place, God met Elijah and asked him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" It was a poignant moment of introspection, a divine invitation to confront the giants of fear and doubt that plagued his mind. Like Elijah, we too may find ourselves in caves of fear, doubt, and despair. But God meets us there, ready to illuminate the path to freedom and victory. As we confront the giants within, we must replace thoughts of defeat with declarations of faith, affirming our identity as children of the Most High God, endowed with power, love, and a sound mind. So, my friend, let us embark on the journey of mind renewal, casting off the shackles of self-limiting beliefs and embracing the truth of God's Word. Let us fill our minds with thoughts of faith, hope, and victory, aligning ourselves with the divine purpose that beckons us forward. As we renew our minds, we pave the way for miracles to unfold.
Fraîche, le spécialiste des produits frais. T'as vu ? Il y a un nouveau magasin Fraîche à Redon.
Oui, à nous les produits de saison bien frais et les petits prix chaque jour. Et aujourd'hui, le kilo de courge butternut est à 79 centimes.
79 centimes le kilo de courge butternut ? Ok, on fonce. Fruits, légumes, viande, poisson, fromage, traiteur. Fraîche, à Redon.
Ou 1,29€ le kilo si coupé. Origine France. Pour votre santé, limitez les aliments gras, salés, sucrés.
Old. Giants to fall and destinies to be fulfilled. With each step we take on this transformative journey, we draw closer to the abundant life that God has promised us. Empowered by the renewing of our minds, let us now delve into the third principle. Identify the giants in your life. In our pursuit of victory over the giants that stand between us and our God, given destinies, it is crucial that we accurately identify the adversaries we face. Just as David recognized Goliath as the formidable giant he had to conquer, so too must we discern and name the giants that threaten to derail our journey. The story of the Israelite spies sent to explore the land of Canaan provides a poignant illustration of the importance of identifying our giants. When the spies returned with a report of the towering inhabitants of the land, they painted a picture of insurmountable obstacles that struck fear into the hearts of the Israelites. Similarly, in our lives, we may face giants that appear overwhelming and unconquerable, whether they be financial struggles, health challenges, relationship issues, or spiritual battles. These giants may loom large in our minds, casting a shadow of doubt and fear over our paths. Yet, just as the Israelite spies failed to recognize that their greatest giant was their own lack of faith, so too may we overlook the internal giants of doubt, fear, and unbelief that hinder our progress. These giants, though invisible to the naked eye, wield tremendous power over our lives, paralyzing us with insecurity and preventing us from stepping into our full potential. To slay the giants in our lives, we must first acknowledge their existence and confront them head on. Take a moment to reflect on your own life and the challenges you face. What are the giants that intimidate you, hold you back, or threaten to overwhelm you? Perhaps you are grappling with the giant of fear, which whispers lies of inadequacy and failure in your ear, or the giant of doubt, which casts doubt on your abilities and God's faithfulness. Maybe you are wrestling with the giant of addiction, which ensnares you in its grip and robs you of freedom and joy. Whatever giants you may be facing, it is essential to name them and bring them into the light. Write them down, confront them with courage and conviction, and refuse to let them dictate the course of your life any longer. Remember, the same God who empowered David to slay Goliath stands ready to equip you with the strength and courage to conquer your giants. As you identify and confront the giants in your life, do so with the confidence that comes from knowing that you are not alone in the battle. Now, let us proceed to explore the fourth principle. Put on the armor of God. In our quest to slay the giants that stand in our way, we must equip ourselves with the spiritual armor that God provides. Just as a soldier prepares for battle by donning his protective gear, so too must we clothe ourselves with the armor of God to withstand the attacks of the enemy. The Apostle Paul, in his letter to the Ephesians, exhorts believers to put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. Ephesians 6:11. This spiritual armor is not merely symbolic. It is a tangible provision from God to empower us in our spiritual warfare. Each piece of the armor serves a specific purpose in defending against the tactics of the enemy. The belt of truth holds everything together, grounding us in the truth of God's word and protecting us from the lies of the enemy. The breastplate of righteousness guards our hearts against the assaults of sin and unrighteousness. ensuring that we walk in integrity and purity. The shoes of the gospel of peace enable us to stand firm in the midst of adversity, anchoring us in the peace that surpasses all understanding. The shield of faith extinguishes the fiery darts of the enemy, deflecting doubts, fears, and temptations that seek to undermine our faith. The helmet of salvation protects our minds from the attacks of doubt and despair, reminding us of the hope we have in Christ. Finally, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, is our offensive weapon, enabling us to wield the truth against the lies of the enemy and to declare victory over every giant that opposes us. Just as David rejected Saul's armor in favor of the weapons he was familiar with, so too must we rely on the spiritual armor that God has provided for us. This armor is tailored, made for the battles we face, perfectly suited to our individual strengths and weaknesses. As you face the giants in your life, put on the armor of God with confidence, knowing that it is impenetrable and invincible. Stand firm in the truth, righteousness, peace, faith, salvation, and Word of God, and you will be equipped to overcome every obstacle that stands in your way. Now, let's delve into the fifth principle. See faith as your sling and stone. In the biblical account of David and Goliath, we witness a remarkable display of faith in action. While the Israelite army cowered in fear before the towering giant, David, a mere shepherd boy, stepped forward with unwavering faith in God. Armed with nothing more than a sling and five smooth stones, David faced Goliath with boldness and confidence, declaring, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty." 1 Samuel 17:45. NIV? David's sling and stone were not just ordinary weapons. They were symbols of his faith in God's power to deliver him. He understood that his victory did not depend on his own strength or abilities, but on the supernatural intervention of God. Likewise, in our battles against the giants in our lives, we must see faith as our sling and stone. Faith is not just a passive belief. It is an active trust in God's promises and a confident assurance of his faithfulness. When faced with seemingly insurmountable challenges, we must wield the sling of faith, launching our prayers and petitions to God with unwavering trust. Like David, we must declare our dependence on the Lord Almighty, knowing that he is our source of strength and victory. Our faith may seem small, like a mustard seed, but Jesus assures us that even the smallest amount of genuine faith can move mountains. Matthew 17:20. It's not the size of our faith that matters, but the object of our faith, our Almighty God. Just as David's stone found its mark and brought down the giant, so too will our faith, when grounded in God, overcome every obstacle in our path, whether it's the giant of fear, doubt, sickness, or adversity. Faith in God's power enables us to face our challenges with courage and confidence. So, my friend, in your battle against the giants, don't underestimate the power of faith. See it as your sling and stone, your most potent weapon against the forces of darkness. Launch your prayers with boldness, trusting in God's promises, and watch as he brings down every giant that stands in your way. Now, let's explore the sixth principle. Understand that taking action is non-negotiable. Faith without action is like a ship without a rudder, drifting aimlessly in the sea of life. While faith is essential, it must be accompanied by corresponding actions to bring about meaningful change and victory. James, the brother of Jesus, emphasizes the importance of this truth when he writes, "Faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead." James 2:17 SV. In other words, genuine faith produces tangible actions that align with God's will and purpose. Consider the story of Noah. When God warned him of the coming flood and instructed him to build an ark, Noah didn't just believe in the existence of the flood. He took action by obeying God's command and building the ark. His faith in God's word was demonstrated through his obedience and labor. Similarly, in the New Testament, we see countless examples of individuals whose faith spurred them to action. The paralyzed man lowered through the roof to Jesus. The woman with the issue of blood, who pressed through the crowd to touch his garment, and the blind man who cried out for mercy. All these individuals demonstrated their faith through proactive steps toward Jesus. Likewise, in our lives, faith must be accompanied by action. When we face the giants of fear, doubt, and uncertainty, we cannot afford to remain passive. Instead, we must take intentional steps of faith, trusting that God will meet us as we move forward in obedience. It's not enough to pray for breakthrough. We must also be willing to step out in faith and pursue God, given opportunities. If we're battling financial struggles, we can't expect God to miraculously deposit money into our bank accounts without us taking steps to budget, save, and manage our resources wisely. If we're wrestling with relational conflicts, we can't expect reconciliation to happen magically without us taking the initiative to extend forgiveness, communicate openly, and seek restoration. In every area of our lives, whether it's our careers, relationships, health, or finances, faith compels us to action. We must align our actions with our beliefs, knowing that our obedience and diligence pave the way for God's supernatural intervention and provision. So, my friend, don't let your faith remain stagnant. Take action today, trusting that God will meet you in your obedience and lead you to victory over every giant that stands in your way. Now, let's delve into the seventh principle. Use the power of prayer. Prayer is not just a religious ritual or a formality. It's a potent weapon in our spiritual arsenal. It's our direct line of communication with the Almighty, a channel through which we can express our deepest desires, concerns, and gratitude to God. Philippians 4:6. 7 reminds us, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Prayer is a powerful tool for slaying our giants because it aligns our hearts with God's will and releases His supernatural power into our circumstances. When we face challenges that seem insurmountable, prayer shifts our focus from our limitations to God's limitless power and sovereignty. Take the example of Nehemiah, who prayed fervently for the success of his mission to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Nehemiah didn't just rely on his own strength or strategic planning. He understood the importance of seeking God's guidance and intervention through prayer. In Nehemiah 1:4, 11, we see Nehemiah's heartfelt prayer as he intercedes for his people and seeks God's favor and protection. His prayer was not passive. It was fervent, earnest, and faith-filled. And as Nehemiah prayed, God heard his cry and granted him favor with the king, paving the way for the successful rebuilding of the walls of Jerusalem. Similarly, in our lives, prayer is not a last resort, but a first response. When we encounter giants like fear, doubt, sickness, or financial struggles, our instinct should be to turn to God in prayer, seeking His wisdom, strength, and provision. Prayer is not about changing God's mind, but aligning our hearts with His purposes. It's about surrendering our fears, doubts, and struggles to Him, and trusting that He is faithful to answer according to His perfect will. James 5:16 affirms the power of prayer. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. As we lift our voices in prayer, we unleash God's power to intervene in our circumstances, bring healing, restoration, and breakthrough, and slay the giants that threaten to overwhelm us. So, my friend, don't underestimate the power of prayer in your life. Make prayer a priority, not just in times of crisis, but as a daily habit. Pour out your heart to God, knowing that He hears your prayers and is faithful to answer according to His good and perfect will. Let's now explore the eighth principle. Remember that you don't fight alone, and victory is yours. In the battlefield of life, it's easy to feel isolated and overwhelmed by the giants we face. We may struggle with doubts, fears, and insecurities, wondering if we have what it takes to overcome the challenges before us. But the truth is, we are never alone in our struggles. Deuteronomy 24 reassures us, "For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to give you victory." This powerful promise reminds us that God is not just a distant observer in our battles, but an active participant who fights alongside us. Consider the story of Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles 20. Faced with a formidable enemy army, Jehoshaphat turned to God in prayer and fasting, acknowledging his dependence on God's intervention. And God responded by sending His Spirit to fill the people and assure them of victory. Jehoshaphat's army didn't even have to lift a sword. They simply praised God, and He set ambushes against their enemies, causing them to destroy themselves. Similarly, in our own lives, we must remember that victory is not determined by our own strength or resources, but by God's power working in and through us. When we face giants like doubt, fear, addiction, or adversity, we can take courage knowing that God is fighting on our behalf. Romans 8:31 declares, "If God is for us, who can be against us?" This powerful truth reminds us that when we have God on our side, we are unstoppable. No matter how formidable the giants may seem, they are no match for the Almighty God who fights for us. As we navigate the challenges of life, we must anchor our faith in the assurance of God's victory. We may face setbacks, obstacles, and opposition along the way, but we can trust that ultimately, the battle has already been won. 1 Corinthians 15:57 proclaims, "But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." This triumphant declaration reminds us that our victory is not contingent on our own efforts, but on the finished work of Christ on the cross. So, my friend, take heart and be encouraged. You are not alone in your battles. God is with you, fighting for you, and ensuring your victory. So stand firm in faith, knowing that no giant is too big and no challenge is too great for the God who goes before you. My dear friend, today, in this powerful message, I urge you to take action today. The giants in your life may seem insurmountable, but I want you to know that you are not alone in this battle. With God on your side, victory is within reach. I want you to envision a life free from the chains of fear, doubt, and uncertainty. Picture yourself standing tall, armed with faith and courage, ready to face whatever challenges come your way. This is not just a dream. It can be your reality, but it starts with a decision, a commitment to rise up and slay your giants. It starts with you taking that first step, no matter how small or insignificant it may seem. Whether it's waking up a few minutes earlier to spend time in prayer, confronting a difficult situation with boldness, or seeking help for a problem you've been avoiding, every action you take brings you closer to victory. So I challenge you today, my dear friend, to rise up and take back control of your life. Refuse to be held back by fear or doubt any longer. Embrace the truth that you are a conqueror, destined for greatness. And as you embark on this journey, I encourage you to like, comment, and subscribe to our channel. Your engagement not only supports us in spreading this empowering message to more people, but also allows us to continue providing you with valuable content that uplifts and inspires. Believe these words with all your heart, and let them fuel your determination to overcome every obstacle that stands in your way. The journey may be challenging, but remember, you are not alone. God is with you every step of the way, guiding you, strengthening you, and leading you to victory. So go forth, my dear friend, and slay your giants. Your destiny awaits, and with God by your side, nothing can stand in your way. May you be blessed with courage, faith, and unwavering determination as you embark on this journey of victory. As we conclude our exploration of these powerful principles for slaying the giants in your life, let us bow our heads in prayer. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the wisdom and guidance you have imparted to us through your word and the messages we have heard today. As we reflect on these powerful truths, we are reminded of your promise that with you, all things are possible. Lord, we come before you with humble hearts, seeking your guidance and strength to face the giants in our lives. We ask for forgiveness for any doubts or fears that have held us back, and we invite you to renew our minds with your truth. Help us to identify the giants in our lives, Lord, and give us the courage to face them head on. Clothe us with your spiritual armor so that we may stand firm in the face of adversity. We pray for bold faith that moves mountains, knowing that even the smallest seed of faith can bring about miraculous change. Grant us the strength to take action, to step out in faith and trust in your plan for our lives. We thank you, Lord, for the assurance that we do not fight this battle alone. With you by our side, victory is already assured. Help us to walk in confidence, knowing that you have already won the victory on our behalf. As we speak this prayer, we declare that we are more than conquerors through Christ, who loves us. We claim victory over every giant in our lives, knowing that you are faithful to fulfill your promises. Thank you, Lord, for the assurance of victory and for the strength to overcome. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May this prayer be a source of strength and encouragement to all who hear it, empowering them to face their giants with courage and faith. Amen.